Good morning, everyone. The sun is trying to burn through those clouds at 61 degrees. A busy night at the Manchester School Board last night, so we'll get right to it. Former Mayor Bob Baines and West High Principal Christopher Motika joined Superintendent Deborah Livingston to update the board about the Steam Ahead New Hampshire initiative. Among the big announcements was an unprecedented grant from the Bean Foundation, which not only donated $25,000 to the effort, but also pledged another $25,000 to match contributions collected from individuals and private companies. Baines announced he'd secured that funding, meaning the Bean Foundation was responsible for $75,000 in donations to develop the program. Baines also praised Mayor Ted Gatzis for his role in launching the project, announcing Gatzis had raised approximately $100,000 to fund the scholarships needed to convey college credits to kids in the program. A number of initiatives, grant applications, potential business backers, and other measures to ensure there are enough teachers with master's degrees in their subject area to facilitate the program were announced. The administration also announced it had reached agreement with the teachers' union over the school calendar. Remember, they had that five-minute problem at the middle schools they needed to work out and coordinated with the bus schedules and all that. Morning preschool will start at 9 and end at 11:30. Afternoon preschool will start at 12 and end at 3:30. End at 3. Kiddos have to be in elementary school from 8:20 to 2:35. Middle schoolers will start at 7:35 and end at 2. High school students will be in class from 7:45 to 2:42. If we get an electronic copy of what was handed out last night, and we'd asked, we'll post it with this newsread. Dropout rates were also discussed. We linked to the press release the district put out yesterday showing that dropout rates had climbed at the city's three high schools. While those stats are technically correct, according to Assistant Superintendent David Ryan, they don't tell the whole story, which ends with half as many kids dropping out this year versus last. Apparently, state numbers lag behind reality by a year. I suppose we're lucky they're that close. Biggest improvements came from West High, where administrators credit the outreach work led by Principal Motika. Other items of note, the board approved a contract extension for business administrator Karen DeFrancis. She'll get a 1% raise, bringing her salary to just under $107,000. On an 8-7 vote, the board defeated a motion by Ward 10 Committeeman John Avard to revisit privatizing school food and nutrition services. After they realized they'd passed over $14 million in bonded projects, including the enclosure of open concept classrooms at the Webster and Beach Street schools, and an almost $9 million addition to the School of Technology, the board had quite an animated discussion over the future of MST and what it needed to do to ensure the success of the four-year program that has been started there. Avard led the charge for the project's funding, basically saying, "I told you so," as the only person to vote against the program. Gatzis opposed, saying there's a gym across the street at Memorial High they could use. A bid to reconsider the approval went down in flames with only Gatzis, Sarah Ambrosi of Ward 1, and Christopher Stewart of Ward 3 voting in favor. Oh yeah, and they adopted a new budget that reflected the changes made to their appropriation by the Board of Mayor and Aldermen, too. We've linked to our live blog forum of the meeting so you can get the blow-by-blow details as they happened in real time from this newscast at TorontoLarge.com. There were some very good discussions, actually, and we'll be commenting on those in our next segment. News from our own backyard continues after this. Kimberly Reagan, one of the moms in Hooksett, asking to be reimbursed for what she asserts is a shortfall in tuition paid to Bow High, where she sent her son to school, has filed a request for a formal hearing on the matter she has been bringing to the Hooksett School Board's attention for several weeks. Reagan claims that the school district should have paid Bow the same total per pupil based tuition it paid Manchester, not simply Manchester's estimated tuition rate set before all the numbers are sent to the state to determine what the tuition costs actually are. Board member John Liskars's motion to grant the reimbursement was torched by the board at its last meeting, with only Liskars voting in favor. Board member David Pearl recused himself as he sends his kids to an other than Manchester school and could financially benefit from the board's decision. In her request, which we've published here at GerardAtLarge.com, Reagan cites administrative rules from the Department of Education requiring the board to provide due process to consider her complaint. They have not yet done that, but I'm guessing they will now. And not that anybody asked, they'd be smart to avoid going to court on this one. They just might want to inquire of the administration which made the incorrect tuition payments to the other than Manchester schools, just how many parents this could affect and just what their financial liability might be if they had to rebate everybody. Adding legal fees to this won't be smart, I think. The town of Ware announced a settlement with the family of Alex Cora de Jesus, the Manchester man shot, who was shot and killed by a Ware police officer during a drug bust that went bad. In exchange for $300,000, the family agrees not to sue the department over the death of their son. Apparently, this was something worked out by the town's insurance company behind the scenes, which caught many in town, including its elected officials, by surprise. We'll see if we can't dig up more on this for future shows. That's news from our own backyard. Dread at Large, Hour 2 is next.